Just here with Sean Patton, surrounded by supporters after the Ulster final against Cavan. Sean, I was just saying in commentary, you came in to the panel last year, you won an Anglo-Celt, you've won an Ulster title, you've won your second one. How does it feel?
It's unbelievable. It doesn't get any better than days like this. There's only really one bigger day than this in the year. It's fantastic to be with the group of lads we have. Like, it's great to be involved in, and I'm just delighted to enjoy the one today.
After Tyrone, there was huge talk about you. I think there's going to be a lot more talk about you today, because look, let's be honest, the kickouts were perfect once again.
Listen, they were okay. They went the way I wanted them. Obviously, there was one little brain fart near the end there. I think I'll not worry too much about that. It was a little bit of a lapse from myself. I'll take it on the chin and I'll move on, but I'll enjoy my night tonight, that's for sure.
Looking at the performance, very composed from the get-go. There was a couple of occasions where Donegal really opened up Cavan.
There is, listen, and there was occasions we got opened up by Cavan as well, and they come within the game. It's such a high-scoring game, and there's so much quality in the game, and it's just a joy to be involved in, you know.
You seem to be a very calm and effect on the defenders around there, Neil McGee and that, and suppose you had a couple of shots to come for today, and you did, but there was two that got in.
There was two goals that got in. Listen, we'll have to go and look at that. Two very sloppy goals in the second half that we conceded, we can't be happy about. We'll get back into training now during the week, probably Tuesday, and we'll work on that. We'll analyse it and we'll just figure out where it went wrong. But at the end of the day, we'll not be too worried about it for the night, and we'll enjoy it.
Performance-wise, Donegal were well built up going into this game and the Ulster final against Cavan. Look, it was a polished performance today.
It was a good performance. I wouldn't say just polished yet. There's plenty to improve on. There's loads of work to go on until we get into the Super 8, you know. As I say, we'll get back to training during the week and we'll have our heads down. We'll not get too carried away, because there's such a big season ahead. If we all put our head down and work hard, then listen, God only knows where we could go. Hopefully get out of the Super 8 group.
You must have a ball up your jumper or something, because I was just watching you. The ball hardly went over the bar and you had the ball out. That's obviously a tactic you work on.
It's not a tactic I work on. I just try to get the ball in the possession. Possession's key in the game. You don't want to lose too many balls. So, listen, the boys out the field move for me all the time, and all I have to do is float it into an area of space. The boys are brilliant in moving for me and getting the ball into their hands, you know.
And how important is that from your point of view, to get that movement, to make that runs and consistently do that?
Consistently. Listen, I don't understand how they do it. It takes an awful lot of hard work. The boys are running up and down the pitch all day, and to pull me out, they're literally pulling me out of the hat, is just making a run constantly, always going, always on the move. Believe you me, if I was out the pitch, I wouldn't be able to run as much as them boys, but it's just a credit to the boys, and it's a credit to be involved in the squad.
Before I let you go, what does it mean to win your second Ulster title?
That's unbelievable. Listen, it's great. Two Ulster titles in 2 years. It's not very often you get that, but listen, we'll get on with it, and we'll get our heads down and work towards the Super 8.
Well, I'm joined by Jason McGee. Jason, your first senior medal. How does that feel?
It's a great feeling. I just when we came in back into the squad this year, that was the main aim, as an Ulster medal. Seeing the lads go and win it last year just made me so hungry, and just made me see what football's about, really, just winning Ulster championships.
And was that something for yourself personally, trying to get back in and have a crack with this team? Because it does take a lot of commitment, and you've been playing for Donegal underage for a long time, so you've been committed for a long time, but just when you get that breakaway, maybe trying to get back in?
The breakaway definitely done me the good. It took my hunger straight back. Whenever you're playing and you're not enjoying it, maybe the best thing to do is sometimes not to come back in and give it a rest. And I'm back now and recharge the batteries, and just seeing the squad we have and the potential from watching on the sidelines last year. After this game last year, I just couldn't wait to get back in the pre-season and get training. I'm glad now we're here now today.
It's a result of the commitment you've given. You chipped in with a couple of scores, but today, I suppose, at midfield, you've had an extremely tough battle as well with Gerrish McKiernan there as well, and Brady. So just wasn't an easy task today.
No, it wasn't an easy task. Two big physical men around the middle. You know they're going to put it up to you, and just you need to be on your game to be against Cavan and to beat them. That's everything.
And tell me, Jason, suppose the modern game, popping up for scores, getting back, defending, you have to do everything.
It's always nice to get forward and to get back. Even I get as much joy if I get back in a turnover as I would going up the pitch and getting a score. So it's just all about keeping fit and keeping it in the legs to get up and down the pitch for the full game. I kind of made a date off there in the last 5 minutes, but oh well.
Describe the experience today, the Ulster final, for you. It's a new one for you.
It's a new one, surely. Whenever that final whistle went, just the supporters, the crowd of them out there, you couldn't move. It was just everyone was just keeping each other up. The numbers that travelled here today was just phenomenal.
and coming in to a panel, look, you've been floating on about it, but trying to nail down a position, how difficult was that for you this year?
Oh, extremely difficult. There's no places nailed in there. Like, every man's fighting against each other. The training and house games are all seriously competitive, and you never know going into a game if you're going to be playing or not. There's not one or two men out there that can say I'm going to be playing every week.
And I know that you're probably one of the younger guys, and looking up to Michael Murphy and lads like that, and Neil McGee, and you know, suppose there's Frank McGlynn there as well. How important and what influence have they got on the squad so far?
That's great. Looking at them, watching on as a young fella, and even in 2012 success, and them boys are your heroes. Like, and then you're coming in, you're training against them, and you're seeing how professional them boys are. It just really drives you on.